Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know, sometimes when we see somebody doing something, we always think it is easy. Hallelujah. Until we are put into the same situation to do the same thing, that we realize it was by grace and mercy. It was by grace. There are people that God divinely gave them certain grace that money cannot buy, perfection cannot buy, going to school cannot buy. It is the gift from God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One of the prophetic grace that was at work in the life of Joseph, part of it was the grace of multiplication, the grace of favor, that everything that Joseph laid his hands on, it prospered. Hallelujah. It prospered. That even at Potiphar's house, hallelujah, he was put in charge of everything, because there is something that they saw in the life of Joseph that was not usual. It was not usual. There are people that you will hire and put them in your business, and your business will boom. It will boom. People will begin to line up to come to your restaurant. People will begin to line up because there is something they carry that is not usual. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And sometimes there are people that will come to church and certain things will begin to take shape. Hallelujah. The things that were not there will begin to take shape. Leadership will begin to take shape. Choir will begin to take shape. Evangelism team will begin to take shape. Intercessory will begin to take shape. Hallelujah. And there are times where even the leadership may be jealous. They may become jealous, oh. They may become jealous to see you building a team in the body, building a praise and worship team. And when you stand and when you begin to lead worship, people being blessed, people being edified. And if we don't understand and discern the body, we will begin to fight the very people that God has brought into our life to make us to be complete. That's why fathers has to deal a lot with insecurity. Hallelujah. I've met a lot of fathers in the faith that are so insecure that when they see a child that God is raising in their midst to perform, to be part of the body, they can easily abort that child because they feel that child will be a threat to their position. They feel that child will be a threat to them. They don't understand they are part of the body. And when you abort them, the body will never be the same. Every time you replace a child of God that was meant to do a certain function in the body, and they were doing it wholeheartedly, and things were working, but because of selfishness, because of insecurity, you decide to gang against this person. You decide to harm this person and to kick them out of the body. You don't know that what you have kicked out of the body is the blessing that God Himself has brought. Hallelujah. And many of you have kicked Ichabod out of the tent. You have kicked the presence of God out of the tent. You have kicked the anointing of worship out of the tent. You have kicked the anointing of praise out of the tent. You have kicked the anointing of prayer out of the tent. You have kicked anointing of intercessory. You have kicked the prophetic anointing. You have kicked the apostolic anointing. Because of the insecurity, the body will remain dry. And with time, people begin to realize we are not the same since brother so-and-so stopped leading the praise and worship. Everything is dry. Everything is scattered. The whole team is scattered. Hallelujah. The church doesn't feel the same because there is a vacuum. There is a vacuum. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ, heat and drink judgment on themselves. We have to discern, why are we here? Why are we part of the his church.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Some of you, if somebody will hear how negative you talk about the church where you are fellowshipping with, hey, you went to church only to look for negative things. You went to church at the moment to step out of the church. You begin to criticize how the praise and worship team dressed. You begin to criticize the pastor. You begin to criticize the keyboardists. You begin to criticize. You begin to tear everything down as if you don't belong there. Hallelujah. As if you don't belong there. When you're part of the body, you cover the nakedness of the body. Hallelujah. You can't be part of those that go out and pull down the body. You can't be part of those that want to see the body die. Hallelujah. You have to be fighters. You have to be the red blood cell, the white blood cell. You have to equip yourself that the body will stand. Because you are there. Because you are there. You can't partner with darkness to bring the body down. You can't partner with evil men to bring the body down. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Because you understand that the body is the light unto nation. That there's a reason why the church is in the place where it is. And as long as the church is standing, our children will not fail. Our communities will not fail. In the mighty name of Jesus, the hand of the enemy will not prevail against our children, against our community, because the body is standing, because the body is praying, because the body is calling upon the name of Jesus. We are able to fulfill the will of God. Light is able to dwell in our midst. Victory is able to dwell in our midst because the body is standing. And when we are standing, our children will stand, our communities will stand, our nation will stand. In the mighty name of Jesus. That's why the Bible says, in this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. When we stand together as a body, praying for one another, strengthening one another, empowering one another, encouraging one another, we are able to chase thousands. We are able to conquer nations. We are able to conquer cities with the light of the gospel of Jesus. Hallelujah. For we are more than conquerors through Christ who strengthens us when we discern the body. When we know why we are here. We are here to be a blessing. We are here to empower. We are here to help men realize their callings on life. We are here to prune men, to mantle people. Hallelujah. We are here to groom people to the destiny that God has called them to be. That they are born to be a blessing, neither not a curse. They are born to lift, not to pull down. They are born to accomplish the purposes of God on earth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Silema. Hosanna, litele manataria. Oh, vasile manato celebere mama musai. I want us to go quickly to the book of Romans, then we are going to pray. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The book of Romans chapter 12. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 3. Romans chapter 12 verse 3. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. So ask yourself, what is your role in the body? Do you have discernment of your calling in the body? Or you are just coming to church to sing hallelujah, 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 to enjoy the worship, the praises, the teaching, and you don't have a discernment why you are there. You don't have discernment of your purpose in the body. You need to come to a place where you have discernment why you are part of that local assembly. Why are you part of that church? What is that church lacking that God has given you the capacity to fulfill? Apostle Paul is challenging us that each one of us need not to think of himself more highly than he thought he ought to think. Hallelujah. So you yourself, you need to know what level of capacity that God has given you. What enablement, what are you good at? What identify you? Hallelujah. And you shouldn't think of too high. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I've seen among the brethren that everybody want to fight to lead, want to fight to be the regional leader, want to fight to be the local pastor, hallelujah, senior local pastor. Everybody want to fight beyond their capacity. They're thinking of themselves too high, beyond their enablement. Praise the Lord Almighty, hallelujah. You know, when you go to a place and you interact with somebody with a higher enablement in the body, then you need to submit them to that enablement, hallelujah. You need to reach to a place, but when you meet with somebody with a higher grace than what you have, you need to humble yourself and submit unto that grace. Praise the Lord. I have seen certain assistant pastors that are ordained by the senior pastor. After they're ordained, they serve in the church for 1 year, and they begin to think of themselves to be too big than the very pastor that ordained them to the ministry. Then they begin to bring chaos in the body. They begin to divide the church and eventually even kick out the senior pastor out of the church. They take over the church, then they call it their own ministry. And then you think God is going to bless you in your rebellion. No, God will not bless rebellion. You need to discern the body. Hallelujah. You need to discern the body. If you don't have a part to play in that body, leave. If you don't have a part to play in that body, live quietly and seek God to a place where you will function in the mighty name of Jesus. Not a place where you come to divide. Not a place where you come to destroy. No, 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 no. God doesn't want his child to be destroyed. God doesn't want his child to walk in disharmony. He wants his child to walk in unity, because unity brings strength in the mighty name of Jesus. There are higher battles that we We are called to conquer. We are called to conquer kingdoms of this earth. We are called to conquer nations. We are called to conquer cities. And it required the unity of the body working together to conquer regions, to conquer cities for the gospel of Jesus Christ. That the gospel of Jesus will find expression in the lives of our children, in our economy, in our politics, in our schools, in our social life, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for this reason, we have to be one. We have to be united in the body. As we partake of the body, as we hit the body, we have to be united, and we have to hit it with discernment. So the Bible says we should not think highly above what we really are. Hallelujah. So when you will walk into the local church and when you found certain people good at certain things, appreciate them. Appreciate them. Join to learn. Join to partake. Join to be disciple. Probably one day, hallelujah, God will lift you. One day, what God has put in you will find empowerment in the mighty name of Jesus. So when you're part of the body, you need to think. You need to think. This pastor will not help you to think about yourself. You need to know. Hallelujah. Some of you, you know what you're good at. You know. Hey, some of you are good talkers. Don't think that you are just a good talker because you are just a good talker. Probably you are meant to bring people to the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're meant to bring people to the church. There are people that when they meet with people, they just talk so easily. Hallelujah. They can enter into places that only few people can enter. They know how to start a conversation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They know how to enlighten people's hearts. Hallelujah. They know how to make people smile. Glory be to God. You need to know. The problem is, many people are using their source of strength to build the kingdom of darkness instead of building the kingdom of God with their source of inspiration, with their source of strength. Many people are using their source of strength to seduce men to sin. Many people are using their source of strength to destroy families instead of building the kingdom of God. So you need to know who you are. You need to know your place. The Bible says, think with sober judgment. Think with sober judgment of the measure of faith that God has given you. Of the measure of faith that God has assigned. God assigned different measures of faith. Hallelujah. Different measures of faith. Not all of us are called to pray for the sick to be healed. No. But there are people that have been given measures of faith. They can command levels of faith. They can command the blind to see. They can command deaf ears to hear. They can command the dead to rise. Hallelujah. So there are measures of faith. And we need to know our place in the body. Hallelujah. For as in one body we are many members, and the members do not have the same function, So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one body. Members of one another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Having gifts that differ. So your gift may not be the same. The gift my wife Jacinta has may not be the same with mine. The gift my brothers in the Lord has may not be mine, the same as mine. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So you yourself, you need to know what is the gift that God has given you according to the measure of His grace, so that you find your rightful place in the body where you will serve without struggle. You will start. Because where there is grace, there is help. Where there is grace, there is help. You won't struggle to do it because there is mercy. His grace. Whether it is teaching, you will teach well. Whether it is leading praise and worship, you will do it well. Whether it is reading the Bible, you will do it well. Hallelujah. Whether it is prophecy, you will do it well. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whether it is teaching, you will do it well. Whether it is exhortation, you will do it well. Hallelujah. Whether it is giving, you will do it well. With mercy and cheerfulness. Hallelujah. Without feeling that somebody forced you to do anything, hallelujah, because you are doing what you enjoy to do, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From today, may you think of yourself, may you examine with sober judgment, why are you part of that ministry? Why are you part of that church? What has God called you to accomplish in that church? What is that church lacking that God has ordained, God has designed, God has mantled, God has empowered you, God has given you the grace to do that very thing? I want to tell you, step up in faith. Step up in faith. Approach the leader of the congregation. Approach the leader. Approach the team. Hallelujah. And ask themselves, I wish I would like to serve within the body. I would like to be part of the worship, of the praise, of the prayer team, of the evangelism, of the home cell group, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Do you know, in my life, the Lord taught me something very, very important. Hallelujah. Very, very important. Sometimes you can be part of the body, and the body is struggling in something. Hallelujah. And most of the time when we see the body is struggling with something, and then we begin to think of better ways on how that thing could have been done and it could have succeeded. Hallelujah. Probably that could be your area of calling. So instead of complaining what the pastor is not doing, you need to ask yourself, what are you not doing? Hallelujah. What are you not doing? Hallelujah. You went into the church, you complaining that the sound was not good. You complained that the worshippers was not good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But what are you not doing? What are you not doing? You complained that the chairs were not arranged properly. You complained that the church was, the altar was not beautified well. Hallelujah. Probably God has given you that gift. Have you ever gone to a church and you find that the altar looks awesome? The coloring, the beauty in the coloring, the flower arrangement at the altar. Glory be to God. It called for somebody that understood their ministry. It called for somebody that sat down with sober judgment, and they realized this altar could be beautified. They realized that the praise and worship could be better with their presence in it. They realized that the media team could be better with their presence in it. Hallelujah. They realized that the technology team could be better with their presence in it. They realized that the evangelical team could be better with their presence in it. They realized the equipment team could be better with their presence in it. They realize the intercessory team could be better with their presence in it. Evangelism team could be better. The teaching team could be better with their presence in it. Hallelujah. The keyboardist could be better with their presence in it. The worship leader could be better with their presence in it. Atarabahande, because they taught with sober judgment and they understood the grace that God has given to them as an individual to function in the body. And when you realize that, you will be a blessing to the body. You will be a blessing. And the body will give you an expression of what you are called to do and to accomplish, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to end the sermon there. As we prepare to partake of the Holy Communion, in the mighty name of Jesus. That is the word I want to leave with all of you today. Think with sober judgment. Be part of the body. And be part of the body. And remember, the body is the bread of life. The bread that is symbolic of Jesus Christ that we are about to partake on it. Next time, as the Lord will lead me, I will talk about the area of the blood. But today my focus was on the bread. The bread, the authority of the bread, it brings us to function in the body. And it is my prayer, each member, each youth, each family will find their place in RTD Church International. There will not be an idle person in this church. Hallelujah. Because each one of you who are part of this body, you will find your place. You will find your function. You will be a blessing to the brethren. Hallelujah. Your gift will be a blessing. People will hear your voice. They will hear about your talent. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you all. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you are listening online, please bring your bread, bring your drink. We're going to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. If there is something, hallelujah, that you will like to, if you are, you would like to partake of the bread of the Holy Communion, hallelujah. Whether you are in your home, you are in your house, you are listening in the radio, you are listening in your house, and you want to be part of the body, you want to be part of what we are doing into this place, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, bring in your bread, bring in, hallelujah, we'll give you 1 minute, hallelujah, to gather your bread, David, hallelujah, bring it. We are going to pray in the mighty name of Jesus, and we believe that the Lord is going to bless us, is going to help us, that we partake of this body with discernment. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory be to God. Bring it for prayer. Bring it for prayer. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. I want you to lift up your bread. Lift up your drink that is symbolic of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whether it is a fruit drink, grape juice, water, hallelujah, the bread, hallelujah, whatever it is that can symbolize the bread that you can be able to use tonight, today, I want you to lift it before the Lord, and we are going to pray by faith, that the prayer of faith will sanctify the bread and the drink to become the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. That as you drink, as you partake of this body, it will bring life to your mortal body. It will awaken your spiritual identity in the mighty name of Jesus. That you will find expression in the body in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word that you have sent forth. We thank you, mighty God, because we know it will accomplish the purpose in which you send it. And Lord, I lift up this bread. I lift up the drink before you, Jehovah God, and even those that are lifting theirs by faith, Lord, I pray that you bless it. We give you thanksgiving, Almighty God, as we come to remember of the sacrifice that you did for us, God, that you died for our sins, you died for our iniquity. And Lord, we thank you, mighty God, as we drink of your blood, as we drink of your blood, as we eat of your body, mighty Jehovah God, that we may remember our identity, we may remember the function in which you called us to partake in the body, that each one of us will receive revelation of your word and the purposes in which you have called us into, in the name of Jesus. That Father, each one of us, we will not stay idle, oh God, while the body is suffering, almighty God. May we eat of this body with discernment. empowerment of what you have done, oh Jehovah, that you have opened a pathway for us as your children, oh God, to partake of your kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. As we partake of this bread, as we partake of this drink, almighty God, may our faculty be open, oh God. May our hearts be open to understand the will and the purposes of God concerning our lives and concerning our destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus, may our eyes be opened, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, may we receive grace to function in your body. In the mighty name of Jesus, that out of us shall arise teachers of your word, prophets will arise, encouragers will arise. In the mighty name of Jesus, givers will arise. In the mighty name of Jesus, and people with diverse talents and diverse gifts to function in the body, in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, I rebuke and cancel every confusion in the body, and I decree the unity we have as a body of Christ. And I decree unity in the blood, unity in the bread. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity that you have given us as a family of restoration of the tent of David. It is a great honor to stand before you, Jehovah, and to partake of your body. May you receive all the glory, receive all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Glory be to God. Let's partake of the body together. "In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Just begin to thank him, begin to bless him, begin to bless the living God. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. We thank you. We thank you for the gift of the blood. We thank you for the gift of your body, Jehovah God, that we are able to stand today because of what you accomplish in Calvary. Receive all the glory, receive all the honor, mighty Jesus. May your name be praised, may your name be honored. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to Jesus. Glory to the Rock of Ages. We bless you as a church, almighty God. For we stand today to remember of what you have done. We stand today to remember that we are alive because of you. We are kicking because of you. Your presence is here with us because of what you have done. And God, may you continue to nourish us as a body of Christ. Continue to empower us that the least among us shall become a city. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the power of your authority, may you cause us to multiply, may you cause us to be fruitful and fill the earth with the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. May you bless us exceedingly and abundantly to accomplish the will and the purposes of God. May we discern your will concerning the body in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, we will not live in confusion anymore in the mighty name of Jesus, but we shall be planted in the house of our Father. We shall be like the ox of Lebanon in the mighty name of Jesus. We will grow taller like the cedars in the mighty name of Jesus, for the all call of God will find expression in our lives, in our community, in the lives of our children. The work of our hands shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Our business shall prosper. Our children shall prosper in the will of God. They will do well in school. Their days will not be cut short. I decree long life in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree stability. I decree opportunity to be given to the children of God in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree stability in our education, in our systems, in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree good health to your children. I decree mercy and favor that come by being part of the body. I decree the protection of God, the preservation of God to be upon us, O God, as a church, Almighty God. May each one of us be covered with the blood of Jesus, be protected with the blood of Jesus, that every form of curse is thereby broken. We are moving forward and backward never. We thank you, Jesus, for this year 2025, that it is the year of divine settlement, for your word is settled in heaven. And Lord, we believe in you, God, that you are bringing us to a broader place. You are bringing us to a place we shall call our home. Thank you, Jesus, for all you're doing and continue to do in us and through us. May your name be praised forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. And may the Lord be gracious towards you. May the Lord bless your offering, your tithes, your giving, everything that is given upon this altar. May the Lord bless your heart. May the Lord bless the work of your hands, even as you stand with the workings of God. May the Lord defend you at the gate. May the Lord give you favor in your business with the people that you work around you. May you receive promotion for your faithfulness to the kingdom of God. Have a wonderful week, and I will see you soon again. Shalom, shalom, shalom.